Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. My mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up for life. Can you believe that this is episode number 100? How long have you been listening to the show? I mean, are you brand new to the family or have you been around for the last 2 years? When I first had the idea to create a podcast about money for moms, I was so nervous and also excited to create something that all women need, which is a safe space to talk about money. And now Moms Who Money is a top 5% podcast worldwide. Just pinch me. Please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares, ratings, and reviews that the show gets, the more the show will be shared by the algorithm with women just like you. People always tell me that they love how comfortable I make them feel talking about money. Even when those feelings come up, you know, those toxic feelings that bubble up whenever you think about money, the embarrassment, shame, anxiety, anger, fear, and terror. We've all felt those feelings about money. I used to be so scared of money. I look back to when I was in high school and I got my first job as a phone girl at Domino's Pizza. I made $4.10 an hour after school and on weekends taking phone orders. I still remember how we had to answer the phone. Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. We now offer Diet Coke. How may I take your order? I will never forget it. What was your first job and how much money did you make an hour? How much money do you make now? That's a huge difference, right? What did you do with your money when you got paid? I spent it all, mostly at the mall. I saved zero money. I didn't have a savings account. Well, I did. I just never put money in it. I know my mom opened one for me when I was little, and it just sat there. And I never put money in it. I was never taught to put money in it, which is so crazy, right? My parents didn't teach me. I didn't learn it in school, and I just watched what everyone else did with their money. We didn't talk about it. We just spent it. My parents, my friends, everyone. I grew up only knowing how to spend my money. No one ever sat me down to teach me that there's more to money than spending. And this is why it's crucial to start changing the conversation with our kids now. And it doesn't matter how old they are, whether they're little or even if they're grown, we need to change the conversation. And it's up to you to be the change that you want to see. And nothing's going to change unless you do. And it all starts with you making a decision to change, just to take your power back that you've given away without even realizing it. Women have come such a long way. As little girls, we're taught how to be quiet, look pretty, and play small. I've been known to be told that I'm too much. I mean, too much of what? Too smart, too funny, too pretty, too ugly, too fat, too loud, too honest, too opinionated, or too proud. I mean, what does it even mean, being too much? In girl language, it means to stay small, quiet, and submissive. And women all over the world, we hear this message loud and clear on a daily basis. And it's been an uphill climb since the dawn of our existence. Every year, March is known as Women's History Month. And here's where we get to honor the most badass women of all time and all of their achievements and their contribution to our society. There's so many women that don't get a lot of recognition. And so here's a fun fact. In 1848, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott, they organized the first convention regarding women's rights in the United States. And it was called the Seneca Falls Convention. And the event was held in Seneca Falls, New York, which is upstate New York, and drew over 300 people that were mostly women. I mean, how amazing is that? In 1848, there was no social media. So to draw a crowd of 300 people for a first women's rights convention is pretty awesome. They just wanted to be treated as individuals, not dependents of men. I mean, honestly, don't we all? Last week was International Women's Day. And on that one day, that's when we get to celebrate being powerful women. One day a year, right? One day a year where people are reminded how amazing you are as a woman and how much you do for others while you sacrifice yourself for others and your sanity. Right. Oh, you know what? It also sounds like Mother's Day. Okay. So we get 2 days a year only if you're a mom. But as women, we're not winning any awards or being paid extra for doing all the things. Right. And as women, this is what's expected of us as a society. But why though? It's really important to understand that it's only in our lifetime that women have had the ability to be employed and even be an entrepreneur, to be self-employed. This did not exist until now, and it's so very new for women to have authority, autonomy, opportunity, power, and flexibility. Even in the 1970s, women couldn't get a credit card or a loan without a man. The more women that I talk to, the more I see that women are feeling so stuck with a no way out. All the sacrifices are made to please everyone else before themselves, and it just breaks my heart because I was one too. There's a quote that I posted on socials last week. I said, "May you overcome everything that is meant to destroy you." And that caused quite a stir with so many people. My DMs were blowing up with messages from women who are starting to wake up and just realize that we don't have to live this way anymore, especially when women come to me for financial help because they're just embarrassed. Right? They're embarrassed because they feel like that they should know how to manage their money and just don't. But no one teaches us what to do and how to be successful with finance. And men grow up being told that it's not okay to cry because it makes them look weak. And then they're told to step up and provide for their family and make sure that they take care of all the finances. So you see, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you never received a financial education. It's not taught in school, and our society believes that the man should handle it, and you're not even given a second thought when it comes to money. And funny thing is that most men aren't being taught how to manage money either. So this is one of the big reasons why it feels so uncomfortable to talk about money with your partner. Our money story is always the reason why you feel anything about money, anything at all, whether it's good or bad. Right? All of our feelings about money start with your money story. And I talk about your money story all the time. But if you've never heard me talk about it before, go check out episode number 3, your money story. If you're a high achiever and you're ready to take control over your money, it's time to reach out to me. Raise your hand and let me know that you're ready to stop stressing about money. It's time to take your power back and invest with confidence. You don't want to wait till it's too late. You don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. It is possible to set yourself and your kids up for life. Change the conversation about money and realize that women deserve a financial education. Book a consultation with me right on my website, moms2money.com, for a personalized one-on-one financial coaching. I also offer a 90-minute coaching session that you can book directly on my site. When you're always feeling scared about money, you'll never do anything to improve your financial situation. You'll just be in a constant state of financial paralysis instead. You'll say things to yourself like, "Why is it that I make good money and I just can't seem to get ahead? I know that I should be investing my money and I just don't know how. I wish I could save money with inflation, my kids, and all my bills. There just isn't enough." And it's human nature to not make a change to anything unless there's a significant event that occurs in your life. Like for me, when all of a sudden, I was bankrupt and broke after my divorce, and I was forced to make a change, and I'm so freaking happy that I did. Whenever I think about how far women have come just in my lifetime, I feel hopeful. I really do. I feel hopeful that our next generation will keep the momentum going. So think back just 50 years ago in the 1970s. This is when women started to go to work. There was an inflation surge, and all of a sudden, our society as we knew it was changing. And it was changing to a two-income household. And all of a sudden, the man couldn't afford to provide for his family. And little by little, men started to feel emasculated by this because they were brought up as men, protector and keeper of the family, right? So they are in charge of keeping their family safe, right? And to provide a nice home, a car, food on the table. And little by little, women were entering the workforce as a necessity after they were forced to work during the Vietnam War back then when most of the men were enlisted in the armed forces. And even back then, women at that time were still not allowed to take out a loan in their name. They still needed a man to be there, to sign for them, to save them, the damsel in financial distress. How would a woman ever handle the finances? That's a man's job. This is when women were questioning, well, why not me? And ever since, women have been fighting for equal rights as men, and women of all races and religions deserve to be equal. But first, we need to change the conversation, right? We have to change the conversation to a new paradigm shift in the way that society thinks about people. We're all humans, right? We're all humans living a human experience in the society that we know. So take a minute and think about women from all around the globe. All women together as one. There are 195 countries in this world, and women are all treated differently in each one of those countries. So take a minute just to honor women from all over. Send love to them from your heart to theirs. We're all the same. We all want to feel love, to feel safe and supported, be in community and feel heard. Yet, we give up so much to everyone else around us and sacrifice those very things, especially single moms who really do it all. Or if you were like me, you could still be married and still feel like a single mom because you're still doing it all, right? It still feels so lonely and just like a thankless existence. Just so lonely. I want you to remember that you're loved. I love you. I love that you're taking time for yourself right now to nourish your mind and your soul. I'm here for you. I'm here to help you see that there is a way to feel connected, confident, and strong. You are powerful. Take a minute to remember all that you've accomplished in your own lifetime so far. You've come so far, and you just keep telling yourself that it's not good enough and that you need to keep going. Keep striving for more and more and more, right? So just take a minute and look backwards. Look where you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and where you are now. All those little micro choices that you've made got you to this point right now. So now's the time to realize that all of those micro choices that you're going to make going forward are going to take you in that direction, right? Everything happens so fast these days, and we're literally making 35,000 decisions every single day using our subconscious mind. So challenge yourself to make conscious decisions going forward. Not all 35,000, obviously. Many of your decisions are actual habits that you've created over the years, and they've become neural pathways in your brain. And the really cool thing about the brain is that you can reprogram it however you want. And all you need to get started is the desire to do it. And you're a woman who gets it. You're here right now. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You realize that all women do deserve to have a financial education, and your kids do too. You want to be a part of the change to our society. Changing the conversation about money, talking about it with your family with excitement and confidence, it seems surreal, and it will be until you decide to do something about it. We can do hard things, especially when the prize is huge. You can create a legacy for your family and future generations. And it all starts with you realizing that you're worth it. I love it when my clients share their wins with me and realize how comfortable they are all of a sudden now talking about money with their family and what it was like before money coaching. Because my mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and then set you and your kids up for life. So if you're ready once and for all to take control of your money, it's really time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or just go ahead onto my website and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or a consultation for personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The schedule link is on my website, momswhomoney.com, and I'll put it in the show notes as always. And I'd love to know how this helps you think about money for yourself and for your kids. I absolutely love hearing from you, so please reach out to me. If you found this valuable, inspiring, and worthy of your time, please take a screenshot of the episode and share it with your friends and family. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful for you. And please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. We'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.